Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for coming. We are learning Masechet Bechoros. We are dealing with the laws of Maaser Behema. And today's daf is daf Nun Hey. May our learning be a merit, Lili Nishmas. Ni'ira Chai Necham Ubracha Le'a Shalom Bas David Mordechai Sheyichya. And the last thing that we saw was in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the law of Maaser Behema, giving every tenth animal to be Maaser Behema, applies when you gather 10 animals together that were born this year, and then you count out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, till you get to the 10th. The 10th is painted red. It becomes Maaser Behema, but the 10 animals have to be gathered together. What's the definition of gathered together? If you have 5 in Efrat and 5 in Tveria, that's not gathered together. So what's gathered together? The Mishnah said that they're both within 16 mil. A mil is a kilometer. It's 2,000 amos. So they're both, the sets are within 16 mil. So then the Gemara said, if you have 5 animals on the right, 16 mils away from here on the right, and 5 animals 16 mils away from here on the left, if there'd be something in the middle, that could combine to obligated Maaser Behema. Depends how much is in the middle. There we have an argument. According to Rav, you need to have 5 in the middle. And according to Shmuel, even if you have 1 in the middle, it creates the full combination. All of it now is obligated in Maaser Behema. So that was the argument in Rav and Shmuel. Now we begin today's daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Meisvei, they challenged Rav. We learned in a brisa. Hayelo chamish b'kfar Chananya. If he has 5 animals in Kfar Chananya, v'chamish b'kfar Utana, and another 5 animals in Kfar Otani. Says the brisa, Emet Starfos, the 2 fives do not combine. Actually, achas b'tzipori, unless he has 1 in tzipori. In other words, 1 in the middle. Do you have to do Rav? That's against Rav. Rav says you need to have 5 in the middle, not 1 in the middle. Answer the Gemara, Tir Gemara Shmuel, Aliba de Rav, Shmuel said that. I'll even answer up for Rav. I'll answer. Kigon shayu tesha mikan v'tesha mikan. Maybe it's not 5 on this one side and 5 on the other side. It's 9 on one side and 9 on the other side. And that's why all you need is 1 in the middle. V'yachas bi'emtza. Da'i chazilacha v'chazilacha. Because that 1 in the middle makes you have 10 on one side and 10 on the other side. And now it creates an obligation on all of them. Amrav Papa, Rav Papa said to Shmuel, according to Shmuel, who says all you need is 1 in the middle, if you have 5 on one side and 5 on the other side, you get an obligation on all. Afilu roem et sarfen. You don't even need another sheep in the middle. All you would need is a shepherd. If a shepherd lived, the shepherd who takes care of all of them, lives in that village in the middle, he would combine them. Afilu kelev shel roem et sarfen. And even the tools of the shepherd, that also would combine them, because since the tools are there in the middle, the shepherd's going to go get his tools. He's going to go get his tools. It's as if he's there. If he's there, then it's the shepherd who's looking 16 mil to the right and 16 mil to the left. That makes it all into one big flock that's obligated in Maaser Behema. Boy, Ravashi, this is what I mentioned yesterday. Ravashi asked, what about a dog? Kalba de ro am I? What about if the dog of the shepherd is in the middle? Kevin de Kaile va'asi lo mitztarfi. Maybe a dog is different. The shepherd can whistle to the dog, and the dog will come to him. He doesn't need to go to the dog. So therefore, it's not considered as if he is there, and therefore he doesn't combine. Although maybe Zimni, there are times, the lo asi, the dog's not going to come, and he's going to have to go. Umitzar chiyula mezel, he's going to have to go to the dog, the asiye, and bring it. And therefore, where the dog is in the middle, it's as if the shepherd's going to go there. And if it's as if the shepherd's going to go there, so then it's as if the shepherd is there. And if the shepherd is there, then you have something in the middle, seeing to the right and seeing to the left. And that would combine it. Teku, we do not know. Okay. So that was the discussion of space. Then at the end of the Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Hayardein mafsik l'maaser behema. The Jordan River itself would interrupt two groups of animals that did not be considered one flock, and therefore you couldn't separate maaser behema. You're not obligated to separate maaser behema from them. So let's say you have 5 animals in the town of Tveria, and 5 animals up in right over the right over the Jordan River. What do they call that bridge there? Benot Yaakov. The Benot Yaakov Bridge is the bridge over the Jordan River. So you have five animals on one side of the bridge, five animals on the other side of the bridge. They're not combined. You're five animals right on one side of the bridge, five animals on the other side of the Allenby Bridge. They're not combined, even though they're not 16, they're less than 16 mil away from each other. The river itself is a barrier to prevent them from being combined.
It's like the holidays that cut off the Shiva time. Is that how it works? So it's not because it's a two different country, Rabbi? I mean, you know.
Yes, that's the issue, because it's considered two different countries. All right, so that's what we said, but Rabbi Ami said, when did Rabbi Meir say this, that the Jordan River is a separation? Ela she'ein sham gesher. Only if there's no bridge there. Avol yesham gesher, but if that spot where you have animals on both sides of the Jordan, there's also a bridge, you can go over the Jordan. Gesher mitzarfan, the bridge combines them. Okay? That's what Rabbi Ami said. Alma, so what's the reasoning? Mishum, the low mikrovan, who, the reason of Rav Ami is the Jordan River is a barrier when the two things can't get to each other, the two groups can't get to each other because there's a river in between them. But if you have a bridge where they can get to each other, then it's not a barrier. Meisve, but the Bnei Yeshiva asked Rav Ami from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Hayulofi has 10 animals, Vishnei every Ayardain, and they are divided over the two sides of the Jordan River. Elach ve'elach, some on this side, some on that side. O b'shneav talios, or they're in two large cities, Kigon shel Namer v'Namori, like the city of Namer and the city of Namori. If they're in two big cities, ein mitzdarfen, they're not considered combined, even though the cities are close to each other. Ein tzarech lomer, and certainly I don't even need to tell you that if you have animals in Chutz La'aretz, some animals are outside of Israel and other animals are Ba'aretz in the land of Israel, they don't combine. Now one second. Well, Chutz La'aretz, Ba'aretz, if you have animals outside of Israel and animals in Israel without a river between them, Kemakum she'yesh gesher dami, it should be like when you have a bridge over the Jordan River. They could get close to each other. V'katani, but nevertheless, the Braisa says, lo mitzdarfen, they don't combine. So it sounds like the reason why they don't combine is not because they practically don't get close to each other. It's because they're considered in two different countries. So Gemara says, okay. Elam Reb Chiya Bar Abam Reb Yochanan. So therefore, said Reb Chiya Bar Abam, the name of Reb Yochanan, Hainu Tam Rabbi Meir. This is the reason of Rabbi Meir, who says that the Jordan River interrupts them. Damar Krak, because there's a pasuk. It says, Vayardain, and the Jordan, Yigbol Oso Lufas Kedma. That will be the border for the Benjaminites on their eastern side. So the plot of land given to the tribe of Binyamin, its border is the Jordan River on the east. So the verse says it's Hayarden Yigbo. Hakasav Aso Lugvul Bifne Atzmo. The verse is saying it's considered a border. And since it's considered a border, it separates. Even if you could get over it with the bridge, there's a border here. And the border separates. So one second. Versus, if that's the case, that it's the border which is separating, and that's why even if you'd have, let's say, on the two sides of the city of Kunetra, you have a border there between Eretz Yisrael and Syria. So the animals on the two sides of the city of Kunetra would be considered not one flock. If that's what's going on, Elameato, there are other things that are called borders. Go to Parshas Maaseh. Ratar Agvol, V'al Agvol, all these different places where the Torah says there's a border. This border, the border goes up, the border goes down. Are you going to say that if you have animals on either side of the border, they don't combine? The Gemara says, no. Shani Asim over there, when you talk about the borders of the different tribes, even though each one has a border, there's another pasuk that says, Zos tiyeh lachem ha'aretz l'gvuloseh saviv. This shall be for you the land to its borders all around. Kul Eretz Yisrael Gvul Echad. So that verse is saying that all that which is part of Eretz Yisrael is considered within one border. So Gemara says, well, if that's the case, Yachi Yardei Nami, then the Jordan also should not be considered an interruption because the Jordan is just the border of Shevet Binyamin. So the Gemara answers, the Pasuk says, Eretz, the land, right? The verse that we just quoted. Zos tiyeh lachem ha'aretz l'gvuloseh asaviv. This shall be the land, the lo yardein, but not the Jordan. The Jordan is not considered part of ha'aretz. The Jordan is considered a border to another area. So Mara says now, Bishmul Rebchia Bar Abba, I can understand according to Rebchia Bar Abba, who said this explanation. Who says, Vayarding Yigbol, that's why the Jordan separates. Hainadiktani Yarding. That's why Rabbi Meir spoke about the Jordan River, because the Jordan River is called a gvul, it's called a border. But El Rabami, but according to Rabami, you said that that a bridge would be enough to combine it. So the issue is not so much the yarding. The issue is that if things can't get to each other, then they're separated. But if they could be connected, then they are attached. So then why talk only about the yarding? It's not about the border per se. It's just about separate things. So it's nearly Lukulunaro. So just talk about all rivers. Right? Kasha, it's a question. The truth says, this question about the Jordan River is really kitanoi. It's a machlokas tanoi. The verse says, you're going to cross the Jordan into the land of the Canaanites. That sounds like Arza Eretz Canaan. The land is the land of the Canaanites. But the Jordan itself is not the land of Canaan. It's the border. That's the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says no. The verse says that the tribes of Reuven and Gad and half of Menasheh, they got their portion on the other side of the Jordan. And it says, "Lakhu nachlasan," they took their inheritance, me'aver le'yarden Yericho, on the other side of the Jordan near Jericho. Kedma mizracha, to the east. So why throw in the word Yericho here? So say like this, Ma'yericho is Eretz Canaan, just like Yericho is part of the land of the Canaanites. Af Yarden Eretz Canaan, so to the Jordan River itself is also part of Eretz Canaan. All right, so now we're going to talk a little bit about the Jordan River. Am Rabbi Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Baruch Hanan said in him Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Yarden. Now, what part of this river is called Yarden? Elam Yibes Yericho Lamata, only from Yericho and down. So from Yericho to the Dead Sea, that's called the Yarden. But all the areas above that, the Allenby Bridge and the Yam Kinneret, that's not called Yarden, even though it's all the same body of river. So Lamai Hilchasa. So in regard to what Allah, are you saying that the other parts of the river are not called Yarden? Ile Melinoder, if it's in regards to someone who makes a neder, someone says he makes a neder, he's not going to drink from the waters of the Yarden, it's only this little clip that he can't drink from it. But that, of course, we know. In regards to Nedarim, we have a rule back in Nedarim, Halecha Chalasham Bnei Adam. We follow what people mean. What do people mean when they say the word Yarden? Kalecha the Kari Le Yarden, in a place where they call Yarden, it's Ali. That's what's being prohibited through the Nedar of Yarden. Allah, so in regards to what? Must be Lamaisa Behema. It must be in regards to this law of Maser Behema, that the Yarden separates the animals on the two sides of it from combining. So which part of the Yarden? From Yericho down to Yam HaMelech, from Yericho to the Dead Sea. Tanya Nami Hachi, we also in fact learned a brisa like this. The brisa says, Yarden Yotzes Mimaras Pamyas. The Jordan River's source is the Banyas Cave. U'mahalech B'yama Shel Sifchi. Then it goes into Yama Shel Sifchi. So what's Yama Shel Sifchi? So that's the Chula Valley. Yeah. Today it's been dried. It's one of the big things that the Zionists did, that they dried the Chula Valley. But initially there was this big swamp. So the Gemara calls it Yama Shel Sifchi. And then it goes to Yama Shel Tveria. Then it goes to what we call the Kinneret. And then it goes down to Yama Shel Zdom, to the Dead Sea. And then after the Dead Sea, it keeps going down. The Yama Gadol gets down to the Big Sea, namely to the Mediterranean. Yama Gadol is the Mediterranean.
Cannot get there.
Apparently they thought it did. And it went out of the Dead Sea down to the Yaman Gadol. Vein Yardain, but what is considered Yardain in terms of separating animals from each other? They wouldn't be obligated to Maser Behema. Elami Beis Yericho Lamata, only from the area of Yericho and beneath it. And that which goes down to the Dead Sea and then to the Mediterranean.
The notes here say...
Oh, they say it's the Red Sea?
No, it says the Mediterranean, but it says there's no visible outlet, but there's some underground channel between the Dead Sea and the Mediterranean.
They don't think it changed over time? Okay, so they say it's somehow underneath the ground. Okay.
They're trying to make the tunnel.
No, they're trying to make from red to dead. They're trying to make a...
red to dead, yes. Not from dead to
for
Mediterranean.
Sure, right?
No, that was Herzl's dream. Herzl's dream was to go from the Mediterranean to the dead. But what they're trying to do is to go from the red to the dead. Okay. All right. I'm Reb Chiya bar Abba and Reb Yochanan. Reb Chiya bar Abba, sitting Reb Yochanan. Lama nikra shmo Yardain. Why is it called Yardain? The answer is sheyored midan. It sounds like the words. It comes down from Dan. Dan is the territory of the Galil. Comes down from Shevet Dan's area. I'm the Rav Abba, Rav Ashi. Rav Abba said to Rav Ashi, you learned it from Dan, from its language. We knew it from a verse. The verse says, "Vayikru lo leshem Dan," and they called this area Leshem Dan, b'shem Dan Avien, in the name of their father Dan. Rabbi Yitzchak explained, Leshem is Banyas, the Pamyas. The Tanim, the Brisa says, Yotzei Yardin Memaras Pamyas. The Jordan comes out of the Banyas cave. Amar Rav Kahana said, Zachrus the Yardin, the male part of the Jordan. In other words, the source of the Jordan is Mima'aras Pamyas. It's from the Banyas cave. Heichad Amar. If a person said, Lo Shatina Mayim Mima'aras Pamyas, I'm not going to drink water from the Pamyas cave. It's Lebechuli Yardina. Then he can't drink water from the entire Jordan. Zachrusa the Dama Kavda. The source of blood is the liver. Reb Yitzchak, as Reb Yitzchak says, Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Kaved sheni moach, if the liver of a dead person melts and becomes a liquid, so mitami b'revius, if it's now a revius of a log, it would create tuma in the room that it's in. In other words, like blood, revius, unlike flesh. Flesh is a kezias. Zachrusa de maya, the source of all the waters of all the rivers." Is the Euphrates, is Pras. So the source of the Jordan is the Banyas, the source of blood is in a person's body is a liver, and the source of water in rivers is the Euphrates, going back to Bereshis. Right? The Nahar Yotzei Me'eden, the river coming out of the Garden of Eden. The Am Rav Yudah Marav, Rav Yudah's the name of Rav, Hanodzer, if a person makes a vow, that he won't get any benefit from the waters of the Euphrates. Now he can't drink from any waters in the world because they all come from the Euphrates, all the rivers. So we're going to see. We're going to get to rainwater. It could be that when rainwater, that'll be the discussion on the Amid Beis, what happens when rainwater falls into a river. So the Gemara now says, hey, Chidami. What is the case? If he said, Lo Shatina, may de Pras, I'm not going to drink from the waters of Pras. And may Pras into Lo Shatina. It's just the waters of Pras he's not going to drink. Rachmina Shatina. That implies he's going to drink waters from other rivers. Elo de Amar rather means that he said, Lo Shatina, mayim de Asimi Pras. I'm not going to drink from water that comes from Pras. And I'm Rav Yudah Mar Rav, Kala Naharos, all the rivers, Lamata Mishalosh Naharos. They are all lower. Then the three rivers, Ushalosh Naharos, and the three rivers from Gan Eden are Lamata Mipras, they're all beneath Pras. Asks the Gemara, Vayika, but what about Einasa Dimidlayim? What about all of the different springs, all sorts of springs, and mountains, now on Nunhamid Beis, there are springs and mountains that are above Pras. So why do you say that all the waters are prohibited? They're not all coming from Pras. Rav Masharshia. Rav Masharshia said, "Hanu sulame de Pras ninu." These waters really are coming from Pras. They're like ladders that are coming from Pras. That from Pras, under the ground, the water goes into these springs, and then it comes out in the springs in the mountains. Ask the Gemara of Oxy, but it sounds like in the verse that Pras is lower than the three rivers, not that it's above the three rivers. It says, Vanar Raviu Pras. The fourth river is Pras. Am Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, V'yitzem Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, since Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, the verse says, Hu Pras de Meikara, to say that that was the original river. So the verse starts with V'nahar Yotze Me'eden. Lahashko says, Hagan, a river comes out of Eden to water. U'misham Yipared V'yala Arba Rashim, then it will separate and becomes four tributaries, four heads. So the fact that it says, starts with Nahar Yotze Me'eden, Nahar Yotze Me'eden is Pras. Tanu Lincoln Abrais, Omer Meir says, Yuval Shmo. Really, the name is Yuval. Shenemar, as the verse says. Right. So really, the name of Pras is Yuval. Because it says in Yirmiyahu, Vayake Chasul Al Mayim, he will be like a tree planted over waters. Val Yuval Yishalach Sharashav, and he sends his roots to the Yuval. In other words, Yuval is the river. He's sending his roots into that river. So Lama Nikra Shmo Pras. So why in the Torah is it not called Yuval, but it's called Pras? The answer is Shemeimav Parim V'Ravim. Its waters increase on its own. Even if it wouldn't have rain, its waters would increase on its own. Okay, so now we're going to get into the laws of Mikvaos.
Rabbi, he says the water from Euphrates is not allowed for us? Is that what he's saying?
If a person made a vow that he's not going to drink water that comes from the Euphrates, you can't drink water anywhere. All the rivers come from that river. Yeah. All the springs are connected to it, and that's the source. So now we're going to talk about mikvos. A very important law about mikvos is that there's a difference between a spring and a river. When you have a spring, so you can immerse in that spring even though the water is flowing. If you have rainwater, you cannot immerse in the rainwater that's flowing. You can only immerse in rainwater that is stationary, right, gathered into one place. So if you have a spring, though, or a river, I'm sorry, rivers and springs, so that is not rainwater, and therefore that you can immerse in even though it's still flowing. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, now that we just said that the Pras River increases on its own without rainwater, this is a proof, Lishmuel, for the law of Shmuel. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Nahara mikife mibarich, a river gets blessed from its own rocks. In other words, the river's source is some spring, and that's what makes it get blessed, right? Not rainwater. So therefore, even if it's raining and now there's more water in the river because it rained, you can still use it when it's a flowing river for immersion. As we say, even though a lot of rain came into it, nevertheless, it's not a majority of rainwater. We still feel that it's a majority of spring water / river water. And therefore, that majority annuls the rainwater. And therefore, you can immerse in it even though it is still flowing. That's the view of Shmuel. Uplika, now this ruling of Shmuel was against Rav. Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav. Rav Ami said in the name of Rav, Mitra b'mar Rava, when there's rain coming down to Israel, Sada Rabba Pras. The great witness to that is the Euphrates River back in Bavel. Because when there's a lot of rainwater going down in Eretz Yisrael, that causes Pras to back up. And in Pras you have more water. So he was apparently saying, Rav, that when you see the waters of the Euphrates swell, you can't use it as a mikveh anymore, because if the waters are swelling, that's telling you that there's a lot of rainwater in it. And the rainwater is now the majority. When you have rainwater, you can't use flowing water. It can't be flowing. It has to be stationary. The Euphrates is not stationary. It is flowing water. Whereas Shmuel apparently disagrees. He says, even though you have rainwater, but the waters also increase on their own, and that'll be a majority more than the rainwater, and you could still use the flowing water. All right, and now a story based on these Piskei Halacha. Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Avid Livnase Mikvah, he made for his daughters a mikvah, in other words, a stationary water, a collection of water, gathering of water, Yomei Nisan, during the days of Nisan, because in the days of Nisan there was a lot of rainwater. What's that? Well, it's after the rainy season, right? So after the rainy season, so there has been a lot of rainwater that had swelled, and since the rainwater had swelled the river, so that's why he felt now it's a majority of rainwater. We can't use it if it's flowing. So he has to make it stationary. So he built a pen inside of the river to make stationary waters, to keep waters in this in these four walls. Umafze biyomei Tishrei. During the days of Tishrei, when it was after the summer. So after the summer, it wasn't such an issue of the rainwater. So now it's back to all being river water. If it's river water, it could be flowing. But then there was another issue, and that was that there's mud on the river floor. If they go into the mikvah, they might get some mud on their feet before the before all of their body is covered in the water. So then it'll be a chatzitza. So he would build planks on the floor so that there wouldn't be any problems of mud. So the Gemara explains, mikvah biyomei Nisan, he made, you know, walls during the days of Nisan, Savala Kirav, because he doesn't agree with his son Shmuel, he agrees with Rav. Dam Ravam Yama Rav, and Ravam is the name of Rav, Mitra B'ma Rav, if there was rain in Israel, Sadha Rabba Pras, that's when you see the river Euphrates swelled and inflated. So therefore, if we're seeing here rainwater, we're worried. Shema Yirbu Not Finala Zochlin, maybe it's a majority of rainwater, more than that which is the river water. So rainwater is called Notfin, that which drips. And river water is called Zochlin, that which flows. Then Havilu makes Shamim Ruba. Then maybe the rainwater is the majority. Therefore, we need to have them all collected in one spot. However, Umafzi Biyomei Tishrei. But during the days of Tishrei, at that point, we know it's not an issue of rainwater anymore because we didn't have rainwater for the whole summer. So now it's just river water again. So now you could use the flowing waters, but the problem of chatzitza is still around, so that he would put, you know, boards on the floor. Says the Gemara, the truth is what you just said in the name of Shmuel, that when a river has a lot of rainwater coming into it, the river is increasing from itself even more than the rainwater coming in. Pliga didei adidei. This law of Shmuel is against his own laws. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel used to say, you can't use a river which is flowing as a mikvah because we're worried that this flowing water is majority rainwater which is flowing. And rainwater which is flowing is a problem. The only time you could use it is pras, right after the summer, because right after the summer it's not rainwater, it's all river water. Then the river water is okay even though it's flowing. But that's against what he himself said, because he himself is the one who says that even when you see the rainwater coming down, it's not a problem, because we don't think it's a majority of rainwater, because we say there's still a majority of river water, but he himself contradicted himself and didn't say that. Okay, next Mishnah. Halo Keach, a person who buys animals, Oshanit Labamatana, or he gets animals as a gift, they weren't born to him this year, Patrimi Maser Behema, he doesn't have to separate from them, Maser Behema. You know, and immediately we know this. I'm Rav Kana. Rav Kana said, "I'm Rav Kana," because the pasuk says, "B'char banecha titein li, kein ta'aseh l'sharcha l'tzonecha." The firstborn of your sons give to me, so you shall do for your sheep and for your oxen. So ma banecha ein b'lakuach v'matana. Just like there's no law of pigeon aben, and there's no concept really of getting a gift of a boy or buying a boy and then having pigeon aben. So too in regards to the law of Maser Behema, Eino Bilakuach Uvimatana, doesn't apply to purchased or received as a gift.